The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, a rise in the popularity of disposable e-cigarettes among young people in particular is concerning some in the medical field. A number of recommendations have been made by the Joint Committee on Health, including a ban on all flavourings added to electronic cigarettes. However, not all experts share this view, with some making the point that e-cigarettes aid recovery from tobacco addiction. I'm joined now by Dr. Garrett McGovern, a GP specialising in addiction medicine at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, do you share the concern about the number of young people who can be observed vaping?
Yeah, I do. I share that concern and I understand it. As I said in my piece in the journal, I think we need an age restriction that would be a very standard regulatory step to try and reduce people under the age of 18 using these devices. But I also probably have a greater concern that we still have far too many young people under the age of 18 being initiated to smoking, and we know all the harms that come with that.
Now, the idea that you outlaw all flavourings attached to the vaping machines and the liquid that goes into them, what's your point?
I suppose my point is that if you look at the international research in terms of uptake from adult users, flavourings are a key reason why people try electronic cigarettes. And my worry is that if we take flavourings away and just have a tobacco flavour, many e-cigarette users want to get away from tobacco, then there is probably a strong possibility that a lot of people will not use electronic cigarettes. And the worry is that they may well go back to smoking. And there is research abroad to internationally to show that this may be the case.
Are you saying that people who are currently addicted to tobacco smoke, when they start vaping, do they, from your experience, do they start with the tobacco flavorings and then move on to other flavorings?
No, I think it's well established the flavourings are available. So usually what happens is they'll go to a vape retailer, and a lot of the vape retailers are very, very skilled and knowledgeable about kind of vapes and nicotine levels and all that sort of stuff. And they would talk to them, really just give them advice and talk to them. And then there are many people that will use a tobacco flavour. Some people might not like the tobacco flavour and move to a flavoured vape, but I think it's important to have that option open to people. If that's a very important factor in people using electronic cigarettes,
The idea of using a vaping machine to get off tobacco smoking is to deliver the nicotine, very much like, I suppose, people who are addicted to nicotine get the nicotine patch and gradually try to wean themselves off or use nicotine gum. So they're still getting the chemical that is their problem with addiction, but they stop getting the other stuff that you get in tobacco.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, nicotine in the amounts that we're talking about in either nicotine replacement therapy or in vapes, and not all vapes have nicotine at all. There's some people that just vape. They've got down to zero. Nicotine is not really that harmful. I mean, that's not what causes the harm in relation to cigarette smoking. It's a lot of the other chemicals, the hydrocarbons, carbon monoxide, tar, that causes a lot of the lung cancers and chronic obstructive airways disease and so forth. So, you know, it seems to me that vapes, I mean, we a lot of people said we don't know what the harms are of vapes. Well, we know it's not the harms of smoking. And we know we're 20 years in to people using vapes. We're not seeing a huge amount of vaping related illnesses. I haven't certainly seen any in clinical practice. So I think if you look at a lot of the evidence out there, certainly there's no question that vaping is immeasurably less harmful than smoking.
Now, when people are vaping, I've never actually handled one of these machines, but I presume it's some sort of heating element that evaporates some of the liquid and then that's drawn into the lungs.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's some flavourings in it. There's ethylene glycol and there's obviously nicotine. And the whole idea is to give people the behavioural feel of a conventional cigarette, which is very, very hard for people to to stop doing, and also give them the nicotine. And a lot of people will come down on the nicotine as they sort of go forward.
So part of the addiction problem is the habit, the physical habit, having something in your hand, maybe when people are having a drink or whatever, or with their coffee or whatever it might be, and that even as you reduce the nicotine, they still get comfort from that hand-to-mouth movement.
Very, very much so, Pat. And you have to remember as well, whether it's electronic cigarettes, whether it's nicotine replacement therapy, or whether it's cold turkey or whatever it is, it's actually very, very difficult to give up cigarette smoking. It's a very, 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 very difficult habit to crack. Many people will want to crack it, but many people won't succeed in doing so. And I think we really need to pull out all the stops. You know, we're looking for a tobacco-free Ireland by 2037. I think if we take this step, we're probably going to, you know, not get there, because we've been doing really, really well. You know?
Yeah. One of your concerns is that by concentrating on vaping and the number of young people who are actually vaping, which is relatively small, that they're actually solving a problem that isn't really there, but perhaps taking their eye off the real ball.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. That's my real concern on this. I mean, I just still think that far too many young people have been initiated to smoking. And we've got people. There's no doubt. I've seen young people. I don't know what age they are, but they do look probably below 18 who are vaping. But I think we need to kind of be pragmatic about this. I mean, my main point, I suppose, when I wrote the piece recently was that, you know, we're going to wage a war on electronic cigarettes, but actually very few of the people that we're supposed to protect by a flavour ban are actually doing the endeavour anyway on a regular basis. I mean, for children, it's a rite of passage to do a lot of things. They will, you know, drink, they will probably dabble with certain drugs. And that's part of growing up. And I think this is the case with electronic cigarettes. I don't think it's any different.
Finally, Gareth, the suggestion that vaping might be a gateway to actually smoking. What do you say to that?
I think it is a gateway out of smoking, to be honest with you. I think the gateway into smoking is the same gateway when I was a child, and I'm sure it was when you were, Pat. It's negative peer influences that really made people smoke. So I don't think there's any really hard evidence of a gateway theory in relation to electronic cigarettes.
Dr. Gareth McGovern, GP specialising in addiction medicine at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.